day, all the night. I got a treat for you. All right, you ready for this? I'm coming back tomorrow. That's not the treat. 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Here's the treat. Cindy Huber's coming up next with the artist of record. She'll tell you what the artist of record is, who it is, between Jim 9 Croce. And 10. But who is it?
Jim Croce.
We'll play a Jim Croce song then sometime this afternoon. When you hear it, be the fifth caller, and you'll win him on vinyl. And you'll be in the running this week for a record player.
Yep, this Friday.
So keep listening. It's 9:01. Let's check news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with more U.S. help for Ukraine. President Biden has approved anti-personnel landmines to slow the advance of Russian troops. Just days after Mr. Biden approved the use of American-made long-range missiles for strikes inside Russia, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke during a trip to Laos.
Our focus is to help them, is to meet their needs. And they've asked for these, and so I think it's a good idea to provide them.
The House Ethics Committee set to meet today to consider whether to release its findings on President-elect Trump's choice for Attorney General Matt Gaetz and allegations of sexual misconduct. CBS's Scott McFarland.
To get a majority vote at a meeting today to release the Matt Gaetz ethics report, one of the Republicans would have to cross over and join the Democrats.
Northern California and the Pacific Northwest are getting walloped by a bomb cyclone bringing hurricane force winds. More than 640,000 customers in western Washington state have no power. At least one death is blamed on a falling tree. As for rain, CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
You'll start seeing a fire hose of moisture aimed at Northern California from Sonoma County and basically Santa Rosa. On north, you will be seeing the potential for flooding.
There's a parole hearing today for a mother who drowned her two children 30 years ago.
23-year-old Susan Smith was convicted of killing her two sons, 3-year-old Michael and 14-month-old Alexander, by strapping them into car seats and allowing her vehicle to roll into a lake near Union, South Carolina in October of 1994. She begged for their safe return, saying a black man carjacked her with the boys in the vehicle.
I want to say to my babies, your mama loves you so much, and your daddy, these whole families love you so much.
9 days later, Smith was arrested. She was convicted and sentenced to life in prison with a chance of parole after 30 years. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
What to expect when you shop for Thanksgiving dinner? CBS's Jill Schlesinger has the analysis from the American Farm Bureau.
Turkey prices down by about 6% from a year ago. Frozen peas down by 8.1%. On the other end of the spectrum, 14 ounces of cubed stuffing mix up by 8.2%.
Rafael Nadal's professional tennis career is over. The 38-year-old spoke after losing his final match at the Davis Cup in Malaga.
I want to be remembered as a good person and a kid that follows their dreams and achieve more than what I ever dreamed.
Nadal retires with 22 Grand Slam titles. S&P futures up 6. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. It won't be much, and it probably won't stick around. A winter weather advisory will be in effect tomorrow from 6 a.m. to noon. The National Weather Service is predicting 2 to 4 inches. Racine County voters will head to the polls tomorrow for a special election to fill the county executive position. The primary features four candidates, Wendy Christensen, Lorenzo Santos, Melvin Hargrove, and Ralph Malicki. The top candidates advance to the final election in December. Kenosha voters will decide in February whether to approve a $115 million spending referendum. The measure was proposed by the Kenosha Unified School Board. If passed, it would provide an additional $23 million annually for school security improvements. A Wisconsin grocery chain must pay $1 million to the state for shortchanging customers on product weights. The Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection says that over 1,200 products at Roundy's supermarket locations were inaccurately labeled. The places tested included a Pick and Save in Kenosha. And as the gun deer season starts Saturday, the DNR is reminding hunters about safety regulations. There's a reminder out that hunters must wear at least 50% blaze orange or fluorescent pink above the waist. Again, the 9-day hunt starts Saturday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the Chicago Bulls at 5-serve form. Both teams looking for a chance for back-to-back wins. On Monday, the Bucks beat the Rockets. The Bulls got past the struggling 76ers. College basketball. Number 15th ranked Marquette with an impressive win in Milwaukee last night over number 6th ranked Purdue. The Golden Eagles 76-58 over the Boilermakers. Cam Jones had 17 points, 13 rebounds, 10 assists, and only the third triple-double in Marquette history. The last player to do so, Dwayne Wade, back in 2003. Baseball, the Brewers' Pat Murphy named the National League Manager of the Year, who talked about the challenge of a club being from Milwaukee.
That's what this whole thing's about. You know, like when you're thinking of a small market team, you're thinking of guys that have all been thrown away, all guys that have been said, no, you're not good enough. That's pleasurable to see, you know, these guys then, you know, find a way to be successful. It's special.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today with a few sprinkles this morning. Could see a few flurries by later this afternoon. Our high 46 with wind west at 10 to 20, gusting to 25 here later this afternoon. Tonight, light snow showers, breezy, low of 30. Tomorrow, rain and snow showers, windy with a high of 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
WRJN. I'm Cindy Huber. Great to be with you on a day that there's no snow yet. It's coming. Oh my God. Which is exactly why I'm playing in the summertime. Because there's not that many good songs about snow. Well, it's all Christmas stuff. Mungo Jerry.
In the summertime when the weather is hot. See what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just
fast, do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you go down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I thank people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, life's for living, yeah, that's our philosophy.
Pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said, I do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops,
of silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence. Brand new ring, doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down right for 100 years.
Listen, local news, timeless hits. I'm back on WRJN. Sorry about that. They're back. I didn't mean to say it quite like that. It was just I was choking on a Dorito and a Pepsi Zero. The breakfast of radio DJs. Don Rosen, he doesn't eat Doritos. I don't know what the heck is his problem, but I do, and I think that's what doesn't kill me only makes me stronger. Artist of record for today, Jim Croce. And for the song, Easy Enough, You Don't Mess Around With Jim, that is coming up before 1 o'clock today. So, hint, hint, hint. Coming up before 1, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. So, artist of record. We're giving away vinyl, baby, and your chance to win an album from Jim Croce. And when you do, because you're my fifth caller, 262-634-WRJN, you'll win that album, courtesy of Time and Again Music and More in Sturtevant, your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. And to top it off, everyone who wins this month, including the last week of October, everyone that wins qualifies to win that record player Friday. Yeah, this Friday here at WRJN.
Bring something special to your table with Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their fresh-baked special order pies are the talk of the town, from sweet, flaky apple and cherry to smooth pumpkin, sweet, creamy potato, and indulgent bourbon pecan. Every pie is made from scratch with love and flavor in every bite. Whether you're hosting or bringing dessert, these pies are sure to make everyone smile. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the energy efficient home improvement credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and Racine for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy, and today's Work Money word is fiduciary. Well, fiduciary is a mega important term that you gotta know when it comes to getting professional financial advice. In the world of money, you want someone committed to the fiduciary standard because those folks are legally obligated to act in your best interest only. I mean, every other broker or advisor or banker who has not specifically committed to the fiduciary standard and told you that that's what they're doing, those folks don't have that obligation. They could be selling you products or encouraging you to invest in things or put your money in places that end up helping their wallet even more than yours. So simply put, anytime that you are hiring a financial advisor, ask them if they uphold the fiduciary standard. For me and mine, fiduciary advisors are the only ones I'm trusting my money to. That was your Work Money Minute. For more, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN.
News and Timeless is on WRJ, and I know there's a lot of criticism over Elvis's tunes, but listening to Elvis always puts me in a good mood.
If I had told her that I loved her, she would have stayed till who knows when. But I guess she couldn't understand it when I said I want to be your friend. Because a friend would never doubt you, or ever put you up tight. Tonight. Oh, yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh, I wonder.
so close, but we should have been closer. And it's making me feel so sad. But I tell myself I didn't lose her. Cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for a spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight.
Sunlight plays upon her head. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the
softly smile, I know she must be kind.
Good.
the Beach Boys and WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. We got the news coming in just a second. Tomorrow, Thursday morning through Thursday afternoon, snow. They're saying it'll be lasting about 9 hours tomorrow. And won't that be fun? And it'll start off with the morning commute, which, yes, great. I just love the first snowfall during the morning commute. So just to let you know, I don't know how much, a million pounds of snow. It'll seem like it with the first one. Just to let you know, traveling tomorrow is going to be a lot different than traveling today. So I'm wishing you the best of luck, sisters and brothers who travel in the morning. All right. We're going to check in now with Stuart G. Waddles with the news.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine County voters will head to the polls tomorrow for a special election to fill the county executive position. The primary features four candidates, Wendy Christensen, Lorenzo Santos, Melvin Hargrove, and Ralph Malicki. The top candidates advance to the final election in December. With a chance of 2 to 4 inches tomorrow, the first snow of the season comes at the right time. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
This week in Wisconsin is Winter Weather Awareness Week, and it's a good time to make sure you know where all of your gear is. It's also a good time to check on friends and neighbors.
Elderly who may not always remember or have adequate resources to be able to dress warmly and to ensure that furnaces are working, remind the kids to dress warmly when outside. That might not be the first thing on their mind.
That's Matt Friedline at the National Weather Service. When it's cold, remember it's best to wear several layers of loose-fitting, lightweight clothing because the last thing that you want is to sweat and trigger hypothermia. That sneaks up quickly and you're usually unaware of it happening. So familiarize yourself now with the signs and symptoms of it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
For those not getting ready, the gun deer season starts Saturday. The DNR is offering reminders about safety during the 9-day run. A statement says this year they'll be strictly enforcing the requirement that hunters wear at least 50% blaze orange or fluorescent pink clothing above the waist. Again, the 9-day hunt starts Saturday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy today with a few sprinkles this morning. Could see a few flurries by later this afternoon. Our high 46 with wind west at 10 to 20, gusting to 25 here later this afternoon. Tonight, light snow showers, breezy, low of 30. Tomorrow, rain and snow showers, windy with a high of 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Slim and weak, you
News, Timeless, it's T-Rex. You know, I think the best part, best thing about that song is even today, nobody understands what the heck he was talking about.
In a little cafe, just the other side.
Just wait and see people now. Put a little love in your heart. Each and
For local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. And we have high school football game. It's the state championship in Racine St. Catharines and Baldwin Woodville. That's going to be a really great game. And that's this Thursday with the pregame at 6:30. You'll listen to it live here on WRJN.
Making a living the old hard way. Taking and giving my day by day. I dig snow and rain and sunshine, taking the line,
taking the line.
My dog Sam eats purple flowers. We ain't got much, but what we got towers. We dig snow and rain and the bright sunshine.
Some local news and timeless hits. Yeah, they're back on WRJN. I'm Cindy Huber, and we're just looking at the big deal of the day. It's going to be Lee's Deli. 50% off a $20 gift certificate. Just $10 today. You just go to the WRJN.com website, click on the big deals banner, and purchase that $20 gift certificate for just $10 today for delicious sandwiches. And just tell them WRJN sent you.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Lee's Deli, signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Plus, today's special, the Reuben and Fries. A meal fit for a king with premium fresh ingredients that will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. See why they've been named the best of Racine year after year. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Timeless is right here at WRJN. We got Stuart J. Waddles with local news coming up. See how I put that together? CBS National News and Mike Clemens with sports. Just minutes away here on WRJN.
Wash away my troubles. Wash away.